Good morning. It's March 18th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. The world of music mourns the loss of a true icon, Steve Harley, the charismatic frontman of Cockney Rebel, who has passed away at the age of 73 after a valiant battle with cancer. Born in London in 1951, Harley's journey from overcoming childhood polio to topping the UK charts is a testament to his resilience and talent. His legacy is marked by timeless hits such as Make Me Smile, Come Up and See Me, and the acclaimed album The Best Years of Our Lives. Beyond his chart-topping success, Harley also lent his voice to the title song of Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera, showcasing his versatility as an artist. The news of his passing has elicited a wave of tributes from across the music industry. TV presenter Lorraine Kelly, singer-songwriter Mike Batt, and musician Midge Ure have all paid homage to Harley's indelible impact on music. Sir Rod Stewart, who covered one of Harley's songs on his 2015 album, expressed his devastation, highlighting the profound influence Harley had on his peers. Harley's philanthropic efforts, including his participation in a charity single in memory of Joe Cox, and his dedication to performing until his health no longer permitted, underscore his character as a true working musician. Steve Harley is survived by his wife, children, and grandchildren, leaving behind a rich musical legacy that will continue to inspire and move fans around the globe. His family, along with countless fans and fellow musicians, mourn a man who was not just a remarkable talent, but a beloved figure in the world of music. In a stunning display of deception, pranksters Josh Peters and Archie Manners managed to pull the wool over Tucker Carlson's eyes by orchestrating a fake interview with Manners posing as a disgruntled former Kensington Palace employee. The elaborate hoax involved a concocted tale about editing a controversial photograph of Kate Middleton, a detail designed to ensnare their target. The backstory to this prank centers around Manners, who, with the help of Peters, crafted an entirely false narrative. They claimed Manners had been tasked with editing a photo of Kate Middleton and her children to remove a Christmas tree from the background. This fictional account was bolstered by a fake employment contract, lending an air of legitimacy to their story. The interview, which promised to unveil scandalous details about the inner workings of Kensington Palace, was scheduled for broadcast to Carlson's substantial audience of 500,000 followers. However, before the segment could air and potentially disseminate misinformation, Peters and Manners decided to come clean about their ruse. By revealing the prank in advance, the duo effectively headed off the possibility of false rumors and conspiracy theories taking root. The story they had fabricated about the botched photo editing and its implications had already begun to stir a media frenzy, with speculation rife about Kate's health and whereabouts. In the end, Peters and Manners' decision to disclose their prank ensured that the truth prevailed, sparing the public from being misled by a fabricated controversy. Imagine a world where some of the greatest cinematic masterpieces are deemed so perfect in their original form that the mere idea of remaking them sparks a wave of resistance. This is the case for 10 classic movies, including the monumental Citizen Kane and the epic Godfather trilogy, which have been declared untouchable by fans and critics alike. These films have etched their names in the annals of film history, not just for their groundbreaking storytelling and performances, but for their indelible impact on culture and cinema. They are lauded as some of the greatest movies ever produced, transcending time and trends to remain relevant and revered. The argument against remaking these iconic films centers on their irreplaceable qualities and the unique charm that has captivated audiences for decades. To tamper with these originals, the article suggests, would be to diminish their legacy and the magic that makes them so special. Among the listed untouchables, Gone with the Wind is singled out not just for its cinematic prowess, but also for its outdated and offensive themes. This acknowledgement serves as a further deterrent to any potential remake, emphasizing the importance of preserving the original context and acknowledging the evolution of societal values. In an era where streaming platforms have made countless films readily accessible, these classics have found a new lease on life. Available for streaming, they continue to enchant new generations, allowing viewers to experience their original artistry and understand why they are considered too sacred for a remake. This digital availability ensures that the timeless appeal and cultural significance of these films remain undiminished, safeguarding their status as untouchable icons in the vast landscape of cinema. The world of cinema mourns the loss of a storytelling giant, David Seidler, the Academy Award-winning screenwriter of The King's Speech, who passed away at the age of 86. His journey ended on a fly fishing trip in New Zealand, a place he dearly loved, marking the close of a chapter in film history. Seidler's personal battle with a stammer deeply influenced his work on The King's Speech, a story about King George VI's own struggle with speech. This connection not only brought authenticity to the screenplay, but also earned him an Oscar and a BAFTA for Best Original Screenplay. Beyond this acclaimed work, Seidler's talent shone through in various projects, including a stage adaptation of the film that resonated with audiences worldwide. At the time of his passing, Seidler was actively involved in several projects, notably a Broadway-bound stage version of The King's Speech, showcasing his undiminished passion for storytelling. He leaves behind a rich legacy, survived by his two adult children, Mark and Maya, and an industry forever impacted by his contributions. Seidler's ability to transform personal adversity into compelling narratives that speak to the human experience will continue to inspire. His ongoing projects, still in active development, promise to keep his spirit alive in the arts for years to come. David Seidler's story is a testament to the power of resilience and the enduring impact of storytelling. In a cinematic landscape brimming with blockbusters, Denis Villeneuve's Dune Part 2 has emerged as a titan, crossing the $494.7 million mark globally and eyeing the $500 million threshold. This achievement not only cements its status as the top-grossing movie of 2024, but also teases the possibility of reaching a staggering $600 million in earnings. Meanwhile, Kung Fu Panda 4 has captured the North American box office crown with a $30 million domestic opening, complemented by a robust $39.6 million from international markets. Despite their current success, both films are gearing up for a fierce battle for audience attention in the weeks ahead. The cinematic horizon is crowded with heavy hitters like Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire and Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. Not to mention, the anticipation is building for upcoming releases from powerhouse franchises, including Marvel, Star Wars, Star Trek, the DC Universe, and Doctor Who. Dune, Part 2, with its riveting continuation of Paul Atreides' saga and a cast featuring Timothée Chalamet, Zendaya, and Josh Brolin, remains a strong contender in international markets. With more territories yet to release the film, its global success story is far from over. As Dune Part 2 and Kung Fu Panda 4 navigate these competitive waters, their performance will be a testament to the enduring appeal of well-crafted storytelling and star power in the global box office race. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.